I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Wednesday, January 18th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Have you ever taken Amtrak to San Diego? There's that nice stretch along the coast from Doheny Beach all the way to Del Mar. In late September, high tide and big surf pounded a section of track right along the coast on the southern end of San Clemente. The bluff behind the tracks moved a bit, so did the tracks. And the Orange County Transportation Authority sent crews down there. They've been there ever since, trying to steady the bluff and anchor the tracks. Now, while that's going on, no Amtrak, no Metrolink. Well, they thought they would be done by late November, then late December, then it started raining really hard, and now no trains until March. Eric Carpenter with the Orange County Transportation Authority says they got one row of anchors installed, but the rain slowed down work on the second row.
So far, the inclinometers that are out there show that there's no additional movement. So we're encouraged that, what's happened out there so far seems to be working well.
Eric Carpenter says they might be able to let trains use that section of track sooner than March, but they don't know yet. Of course, this kind of thing could wash that hope away. We've got a weekend ahead of big surf and high tides, so consider yourself forewarned. Here's meteorologist David Sweet with the National Weather Service.
As a precaution, we're just going to blanket the entire coast of Los Angeles County with a coastal flood advisory because of the height of these tides, well over 7 feet, somewhere around 7.5 to 7.8 feet.
And along Orange County and San Diego County beaches, there'll be a beach hazard statement in effect tomorrow evening through the weekend. No rain, though, in the week ahead forecast, just sunny skies, highs in the low 60s. Remember last week when KPCC's Jackie Fortier hiked up to the Oak Glade debris basin in one of the canyons up in the foothills of Monrovia? They were trying to dig out the rocks, the trees, the sand ahead of last weekend's storm. Well, Jackie went back to see how they're doing to get ready for the next storm, whenever it comes.
Crews are using excavators to fill dump trucks with mud to be carted out of debris basins like Oak Glade in Monrovia. The brush and trees around it burned up in the Bobcat fire in 2020, making the area highly susceptible to flash flooding. If mud and trees plug up the basin, it could spill out onto the streets and neighborhoods below. And we've still got months left in our storm season. Stephen Frazier is the spokesperson for LA County Public Works. He says that while the mud is being carried away, most of the separated water will recharge local aquifers downslope.
Just during this most recent storm event, we captured so much water that we could serve the needs of a community like Azusa for an entire year.
Frazier says removing sediment from debris basins is a top priority. Roads around Lake Hughes and in the Santa Monica Mountains that were heavily damaged are also being repaired. I'm Jackie Fortier.
Prosecutors in New Mexico say they are ready to announce whether they will file criminal charges in the October 2021 fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. It happened on the set of the movie Western Rust. A written statement is expected tomorrow morning at 8. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office completed its investigation more than 2 months ago. The Santa Fe District Attorney's Office says as many as four people could be charged, including actor and producer Alec Baldwin. He was holding the gun when it went off. It was supposed to be unloaded. Now a little menu history for you. You know, decades ago, chicken was actually more expensive than beef. You can just check an 1899 menu from New York's famed restaurant Delmonico's. Well, today, forget about the chicken. It's the eggs that are going to set you back. Some stores today are selling eggs for better than $7 a dozen. That's $5 more than a year ago. You can blame an outbreak of avian flu for that. Clemens DeLutz co-owns Gourmandise School of Sweets and Savories in Santa Monica.
So there's a big shortage of eggs in the Midwest, which is affecting the supply here in California. You see a lot of sort of Midwest distributors pulling from California, but our local egg producers here have not been hit with avian flu in the way that the Midwest suppliers have.
Clemens DeLutz says she buys her eggs locally, so she's got plenty. She also says maybe you should try local farmers markets like she does. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.